Siman Reish Yud Ches. We're looking at the last Sif in the Siman Sif Tes. Mishavura, Sif Katan Lama Beis. So the first opinion said, the Shulchan Aruch, that you only make the bracha on Neis if the Neis is something which is outside of Minhag Olam. It's unique. Okay. The second opinion said, no, even if it's a regular situation, it worked within Minhag Olam, so the bracha, you'll still make a bracha. So, Mishavura Lama Beis, Mishchelik, the Filo Hoya Hatzola Shalala Malam Derech Teva. So it's considered a nace, right? Person's walking at night time and, you know, somebody comes and holds him up and he's with a gun and he's in danger. It's late at night and people don't usually walk down the street. All of a sudden somebody comes out of his house and the guy gets all scared and runs away. You know, it's minhag olam. These things are normal. But on the other hand, in his situation, he was in danger. And he was saved, so he's considered an ace. So the fact that the person just still punked went out of his house, you know, he felt, so the story behind the scenes, the fellow, you know, got a little bit nauseous. He said he'd go out for fresh air, and just then he walked outside, and, wow, it's an ace. I mean, everything is, quote unquote, everything is normal, but that's also called an ace for this purpose.
But the Mishmur doesn't call it an ace, he calls it a
He says, "Kimishay b'sakanim loyizam loy hatzala neis mikri." The chayav heard this because the Rosh was mazman in the hatzala. So the Mishavur calls it. He says it's called a neis mikri. He calls it a neis.
That's interesting.
Good evening, Dr.
What's the kind of line?
Yeah, but he's not saying that. He's saying neis mikri. I mean, he's saying halachically we consider it a neis according to this opinion.
Neis hayah.
Huh?
You say
nes
halacha,
we call it nes
because it's
halacha. Yeah, I don't think he means we. He means halacha calls it a nes. Okay. Now, the next part over here is going to overlap into the halachas of Birchas HaGamol as well. So we'll see in the next siman that Birchas HaGamol applies. The Gemara gives four cases. You say Birchas HaGamol. The Shulchan Aruch is going to bring two opinions if it's dafka those four, any situation where a person is in danger and a person is saved. The Shulchan Aruch itself comes out that dafka those four, but the Mishavur is going to come out that most of the hold its law dafka. It's any situation where a person would be saved, he would be chayv to say a gomel. So over there, the language of the brach is hagomel, lachayivim tovah, shagamalani kol tov. So we have, it means the person says he's a chayiv, he didn't deserve to be saved. And he was saved. The Russian was Gemol L'chayovim Tovus. Even though this person was Chayiv, and really he deserved to be punished, the Russian was Gemol L'mtovus in the circumstances. So how do we know that the person's a Chayiv? Well, you could say because every person's a Chayiv. Like, who doesn't deserve to be punished by Kodesh Baruch Hu? But actually, we don't say it like that. We say that the fact the person's in the situation, that indicates that there's some type of complaint against him, against Shemayim, and then the Russian was mative to him. If the person avoids the situation, on the other hand, then he doesn't make the bracha Birchas HaGamol. So where do you draw the line between he's in the situation and not in the situation? See, Nofel of Eben Rukiyetsu Bezeh. A person was hit, he was an avalanche, you know, rock comes down the side of the mountain and hits him. A Shavar Lov Egla Tuna, he got hit by a wagon. These things, normally the reaction would be that he would die. And then he was saved. So, even though there are people who survive, but that's definitely called that, you know, this is something which is extraordinary. The fact that a person got run over by a wagon and he survived is an ace. That clearly you'd have to make a brach. Right, so the rock came down and it missed him by an inch. Right, so you know it's a gigantic rock; it would have crushed him, and it missed him by an inch. You know? So some type of a piece of metal flew by and it missed him. You know, just missed him. Manasel or Nase, well, enough Eleven al Rosh. Well, this barzel by and mamish, or even the barzel hit him; it didn't blind him; it didn't hit his eye. Right, there we should in Revorchim. So according to the first opinion, that's not a brach. That's it missed him. Ki kol olam shekhorav l'dabar sheyesh berg sakonam anitzel mevorav. L'ken yabarak l'shem ha. So Mr. Burr says that that situation is possibly enough to make a bracha. So see later on that this is Berchaz HaGarmel, you're going to have the same shayla that the Samar Charnim say that a person would be hit, that the rock won't graze him. He's mamish in the situation. The rock grazed him, it hit him, but it's, he was saved. No shayla, you make a garmel.
What's grazed?
It just brushed him.
Yeah,
just touched him light. But if it didn't, it missed him by an inch. So he means he wasn't in the situation. Well, or do you say no? We would look at that situation that a rock, this gigantic rock, is within an inch of his head. It's called he's in the situation. So the Chayyim assumes that that's called in the situation. You make Birchas HaGarmel, and other places say no, that's not called in the situation. So Mr. Rober here is saying a lesson of Efshir Shem Mevarachim, according to the second opinion. You notice in the situation, in the Sharetzin in the Chavtes, he said that's the Nishmas Adam. That's this Nishmas Adam, the Chayyim, which says that opinion. Okay. And he says, the Chayyim says you do make a bracha. Or the Nishmas Adam says you make a bracha. The Sharetzin over here says, he added the word Efshar. That's not the language of the Chayyim. The Chayyim says you do. He just added the word Efshar. He's not convinced 100% that that's the halacha. So the best thing to do is without saying Hashem and Malchus. It's interesting, Shalom, over here, like, you know, so Berucha Toh, right? Then you skip Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and you say that Shosel Nes Malchum Azeh, or Gomel without the Hashem and Malchus. What's one thing Malchus? Berucha Toh, Melech Ha'olam, Gomel Lacham Taib, Shemalani Kol Taib. Bisham of the Shem, I understand you can't say the Shem, it means the Shem and Elokeinu. But what's wrong with saying Malchus? So I see we're in the Moshe of Dirsha that they bring this question. Whether you would it's an 18 in the Madura Kadosh. Right. So he brings over the Taka from Ramosha says Taka, you would say Melech Olam. Ramosha says he brings other opinions, not like that, but he brings the Ramosha says you would say Melech Olam. So Mr. Bruce says, Shem Malchus, it's love dafki, this means you don't say with shame. Now the Mishabur gets off into other things that a person should respond in the situation of Nes, a person should respond to certain things. Okay? Number one, Yeshul HaFresh, let's talk, is that a person in showing thanks for what happened? We should give stock up. And you should give it to people who are learning Torah. I'm giving it. The Bizman Mikdash, they would have a Karban Torah. Now, Karban Torah, the Lutzke Rav is the Sefer Zayim on Torah and Chumash, Rav Zalman Saratskin. So he says that the Karban Torah was a unique Karban. There was a tremendous amount of bread bought with the Karban. Right? There was 40 loaves. So how big were these loaves? So the lachme, which were chometz, there was 30 different types of matzah, and there was 10 which were chometz. The ones which were chometz were an isur and a piece. So that means each one was a sheer challah. Each loaf was, you know, was 4.5 pounds of 4.5 pounds of flour, right? So that's 45. That's 45 pounds of flour in the lachem chometz, and in the lachem matzah, altogether it was 45 pounds of flour. So that means you divide that into 30 matzahs. Also nice sized matzahs, you know, like a nice sized matzah. Each matzah was about a pound and a half of flour in a matzah. It's a nice sized matzah, okay? All right. And you only get one day, the day you shechted, and that night to finish it. A korban shlomim normally has 2 days. It has the day you shechted, the night, and the following day. Over here, the meat and the lechem has to be finished in a day, the day you shechted, and the following night, and that's it. So how'd you do it? The answer is you invited people.
Whole yeshiva.
Yeah, right. So who'd you invite? You couldn't eat inside of Yerushalayim. So you invite people Yerushalayim to join with you and celebrate. So the makor for the concept of making some type of celebratory
people from outside of Yerushalayim to come into Yerushalayim.
Correct. Right. But the point is, you would have to celebrate with people. So what would you do? Normally, many times, what you do is you would give the people their Yerushalayim, people sitting in Yerushalayim. So that's like you give to the Lemnei Torah. You're giving people support. They would have a good meal, be able to sit, learn. Roy Lomer Parshas Torah, and you say Parshas Torah as well. But Torah Roy Lomer Lasakan Ezit Sarche Rabbi Beir, and he should sow some of Karsa Toiv to in some way help get back to the whole city where he lives. And each year at that time, a person should spend some time recognizing the nace which took place to him. Many people have a meaning that they would make a suda under those circumstances, and it's considered. Mr. Burr actually brings us down the end of Hilchos Purim. Talks about the idea of a city which had a special nace, which happened. They can make their own Purim, like you have in the cities, you know, Purim, Frankfurt, etc. And they make a suda every year. So, but then Mr. Burr points out that suda which you do every year as a zecher for the nace has a little suda mitzvah. It's considered something proper to do. Okay. Just want to take a little bit of a look over here. So the second opinion says that you don't need something which is extraordinary to be able to say this bracha of Shal Sanes. I'm going to say the Bavari Amin Ha'olam Mativoi Ein Lebarach Shal Sanesim. But it's something which happened normally. So why do you make Shal Sanesim? The Kenegro Tameya. The girl asks, "Nim Cain, call your letters. Tate Sricha Lebarach Shal Sanesim." So a woman who gave birth. I mean, it's a person was saved from Sakana. I mean, you say a Goyimol. But you'd also have to say Asalinisim. The Kamoy Ken Benel Oilam, and that would mean that her children, you know, would have to say the bracha. It also means every 30 days that they see their mother, that she make the bracha. They hadn't seen the mother 30 days, she make a bracha. Because you made an ace to the mother, right? According to the Dabra drum which she had before. The Fima Shakas of Shubas Advaz, the Shazadim quotes Nicha Kushas. The Vavari Kigun Yoledis Sochel Lekal Mandomer, Shane's a nace cloud. Sharev Kailam Buyodis Lachaim. It has to be something which the normal situation is not necessarily l'chaim. Okay, so what do you need? It has to be something like way, can you say I was saying, something mamash extraordinary. Right? You know, they have these stories which you have to figure out, you know, the stories are true or not. They said the Sefer Rav said about these stories, you know, at Chassidus Shemaises, he said, If you believe they couldn't happen, you're not because. If you believe they happened, you believe all of them happened, you're a fool, right? You're a shaita, right? But some of them did happen, right? Let's know something, you know. Right? The story they have with Rashi that, you know, that Rashi's mother was standing on the side of the road and this wagon got loose and was about to run down her, and all of a sudden the wall gave way and she stepped back and there was an impression on the wall, she's able to move back and be safe. That's an Eshlom Adar Fatah, right?
Rashi's mother?
Right, when she was pregnant with him. Okay, look, can he say what's saying? She debates called over Shemaz and Hashem Beregazu Baderach Hatulado. Gam came Mikranes. If the Russian punkt made it and the situation happened, like you said, the scenario, the streets normally deserted this time of night. The punkt this night, the guy got sick and he ran outside just at that moment when the guy was being attacked and he ran. The guy got scared and he ran away. Like, that's an ace. This is according to second opinion. But, you know, that again, there has to be something extraordinary, he says. And something happened outside of the ordinary. That's an ace we're talking about. But the fact that, you know, a person went through Leida and survived, you say a guy for going through the situation that was gone, but an ace is not called. That's the one point over here. Second, I want to do over here. No, that's good. We'll see when we get to the Birchas Hagam. You have some of these prisons in an accident.
Right, so it's inappropriate to say it happens sometimes.
Right, so Gaimel, the person would say, you know, Gaimel is, you know, can be the person's in the accident, the person says, Gaimel. Well, you know, but what about the you know, their
near miss?
That near miss, you know, that, you know, I remember I was driving once on the 95 going north in New Jersey. I was driving in the left lane, 15-seater van, with 13 Bachram in it, and I'm driving, and I was doing 75. Should have on the tape, right? And it was raining a little bit, and all of a sudden the car went into a skid. In the right lane, the car went to the skid. It was a minivan, and ended up broadside straight in front of me. Right? So what do you do? You know, So Barsham, here to tell you the story, but we missed. You know, I was able to swerve around it, you know, total nace, right? The Bacher who was sitting next to me said Shema. He thought it was all over. But the mice, we didn't touch. So that's that chay, according to that, that'd be totally not chayotim or not. Right? I wasn't actually in the mamish, we didn't mamish touch, but if we would have touched, it would have been saved, that would, it would be enough to say God, but it doesn't mean it's necessarily nace. You say, Rosh Hashanah said nace, remember, that might go up in the 75. Right? That's you saying, that it, these things happen. Right? Person was into a major pileup, which, you know, most people don't walk away from alive, and he walked away alive. He should make a, he make a bracha, shasu, you know, asuli neis when welcome is that. That. That's according to the second opinion. That's the Mishnah Berurah saying.
If a person were to say, you know, since of safek brachos in that situation, then you're missed to say without shame of malchus, at least without shame. So we do, you would do that, and you still need a minion for that, or you don't need a minion? Just say yourself.
For the gomel? No, you would, if you're doing it because of the safek, for a gomel, you should have a minion. Right. Say, but this halacha over here, he's saying with regards to the bracha of saying shasan linais, that you wouldn't say because it wasn't, even according to the second opinion, it happens, but if a person in this major pile, most people don't walk away alive, and he walked away alive, he would make a bracha shasan linais, according to the second opinion, according to the first opinion, not. Right? That's the chiluk that he's saying. The person grapple with, you know, a person traveling in Eretz Israel, and he goes to a neighborhood where they, you know, they have start having rocks thrown at him, and you know, the type of situation. Or chayal goes on a tour of duty and comes back. Right? A lot of persons say being on a tour of duty is considered enough of a sukkah, and the person should stay a garment when he comes back. Would he necessarily say also late? No. I mean, well, many people go on tour of duty and come back alive. The situation of danger is you would make a bracha of a garment. But that you wouldn't. But to say a bracha shasli neis malchim is that you wouldn't say. If a person was in a major battle, you know, and he was under fire, and he was able to be pulled out the last moment, that'd be the smachlokes. It wasn't malu der chateva, right? But if it's just the kimin hagash alaylam, right? But nothing extraordinary happened just at that moment, etc. That type of thing. So that you wouldn't. We could have told you to hear.